Number three starts into the outbound promotions. Okay, so what do I mean by outbound? If you have a westbound train, then the train is going west. Right? So when I say outbound, I'm talking about that you are promoting. You might be running ads in the newspaper. You might be doing direct mail. So if you have outbound promotions going on, such as postcards that are being delivered, so if you bought 500 zip code addresses, there was addresses in your zip code, and these things are going out, so you sent out 500 postcards today, then you get points for that, and it's 0.02 points for postcard. Same is true for email. I don't recommend it, but if you're doing the email, then that's a point system there. Number four is voicemail drops, and that is that when you call somebody, if you leave a message on their answering machine, then you get points for that as well. All right. Number five is advertisements. So if you're running an ad in the newspaper, then you get points for that. And what I've typically done, you get 2 points, by the way, for if you have an ad running on that day. So if you, like, one common thing that I have done is that I co-op with my team, so 4 or 5 of us get together, and we pool our money together, and we run advertisements. And whether you're pooling them together or not, I still, if you have an ad running that day, you're doing outbound promotions, all right? So I give myself 2 points for every day that I am actually have an ad running in the newspaper. If you're out and about, you go to the bank or you go to the post office or you go to the grocery store or something like that, and you meet somebody new, I give a point for that. Whether you ever prospect them or not, if you just greet somebody, then I give a point for that, because that evolves. As long as you're learning the inviting formula, that will evolve itself into actually being productive at talking to people. The more that you can get outside of yourself, okay, then the more you will grow in terms of your ability to communicate. If you just picture someone who typically doesn't communicate a lot, that person is one that slowly sort of regresses and stays at home and doesn't get out and doesn't get out and doesn't get out. And pretty soon they're not talking to anybody. The caller ID comes in, they don't want to answer the phone. All right, so they slowly sort of disconnect themselves from people. And the more that a person gets out, the more that a person talks to people and entertains and kind of engages in life, then the more effective they are in the business. And so I like to reward people for getting out there and greeting people. And so 1 point for meeting somebody new. If you dial the phone to call a prospect, then you get 1 point for dialing the phone. If that person answers the phone, in other words, there's a connection actually made, then I get another point for that. If I set an appointment, in other words, I go through the inviting formula and I get to the invite part and I actually set an appointment. Now, that appointment might be for that person to look at a brochure. It might be for them to come onto a conference call. It might be for them to look at a video. It doesn't matter. You're going to get 2 points each and every time that you set an appointment. Number three is when you actually do a presentation. Whether you do it or somebody else does it that you invited them to listen to, you still get 3 points for doing that presentation. And so that means that if you invite someone to look at a video and they say that they will, right, you get 2 points for setting the appointment. And then when you call them back in the follow-up call and they did watch the video, then you get 3 points because there was a presentation that was done on your behalf. And then if you sell any products, you get 4 points for selling the products plus the profits that you make. And if you sponsor somebody, you get 4 points. And then whenever you train your new representative, you get 5 points. So if you do an hour training on Monday, you get 5 points for doing that hour training. If you do a 3-hour training on Saturday with, let's say, 5 of your people, then you would do 5 times 5. So you had 5 people that you were training, so you trained 5 people, so it would be 5 times 5 is 25. So you can see how a person becomes more and more productive by duplicating and replicating themselves, and these numbers begin to go up pretty rapidly.